Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Have your seat and listen to me attentively. Your house is your abode. Your house where you stay is a place you pray, place you make plans. Most of the time is a place you get ideas. It's a place of rest for you. And it's a greater part of your life and existence. If your house is polluted, you are in trouble. If your house is spiritually polluted, you are in trouble. You know, your house is supposed to be a secret place of the Most High for you. Supposed to be a place of protection. It's supposed to be a place that evil cannot penetrate. It's supposed to be a place of no fear. It's supposed to be a strong tower, a place where you run to for safety. You know, when we were younger and we're naughty, you go and do different things outside. When they are pursuing you and enter your house, you know you are safe. But some people, when they enter their houses, they are in trouble. In fact, some people's calamity is because of the house they are staying. And as long as you are there, as long as you make plans, as long as you pray there, nothing will happen or nothing seems to be happening. Today, we are here to deal with issues that have to do with your habitation, your house, your shop, your office, a physical place you spend a long time in. That is the source of your problem and your calamity. Your house is supposed to be a place where the wicked fall. Proverbs 14:19. Let's pray with this. It is one of my favorite verses when it comes to issues like this. The difference about the house. Do it together. Read with me. Let's go. Oh, put it on the screen. Oh yeah, let's go. Are you sure you are in church? Hello. Are you sure you are in church? You are warming up. Oh yeah, breathe in, breathe out. We are going to do a lot of things today. And you should know my mood is in the mood of very powerful spiritual anger. So please, walk with me. Okay? Please, let everything be on the screen. Anything I call. Thank you. Can we go? Evil before the good and the wicked at the gate. Say that again. Let me hear you. Evil. So evil is not permitted to enter your house, enter your flat. Any wickedness find in your abode, let the earth open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus. Are you seeing, church? Your house is supposed to be a place of peace. Please memorize that scripture. Write it down somewhere. A place of peace. A place where there is no sickness. A place where affliction has no place. A place where pestilence have no place. Because he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. Your house is supposed to be under the shadow of the Most High. I've ministered to people that when they built their house, their own house, was the day their problem started. And you know the issue. With you having a problem in the house you built yourself, you will not leave. It is unlikely that you leave your house to go and rent another one. You will stay there and be managing the problem. In fact, you yourself will know that this problem is from this house, but you will not be able to leave. I pray for you. Whatever has been planted and buried on your side, in your house, that is the source of your problem, let them be destroyed by fire. Say amen, let me hear you. Say amen, let me hear you. In the name of Jesus. There was a day I was talking with my boss in the office, a former boss, and he told me an experience he had in the house he stayed in Lagos for a year. He said, you will literally see things moving. You will hear movement of chair. You will get there, the chair has moved. You will see something passing. He said, the children will be telling him, Daddy, there is something wrong with this house. But he has paid for 1 year, and he was not ready to leave at that time. So immediately, it was 3 months to the end. They started looking for a house, and they left. When they left and got to the new house, he told the children that, thank God, God has delivered us. But Daddy, you never told us. You were always behaving. There are many people here, they know. They are doing shakara. You can't do shakara to the devil.
we need to handle him. If he's a rented apartment, no be your papa has moved.
You know what? In such houses, there are deals with the landlord. You might not pay for 3 months, 5 months after. He just allows you. See, when you get money, pay. So sometimes you pay small, and that has tied you down for how many years? 15 years for some people. 12 years for some people. And you have not grown. You are owing. Your children are moving from sickness to sickness. You have your mind, your spiritual eyes has been covered. You have never ever traced it to the house before. Today, I'm here to tell you that for some of you, the calamity is in the house. Let that tragedy come to an end today. In the name of Jesus, let that tragedy in your house, whatever is causing calamity in your house, let them come to an end today. In the name of Jesus. When I was in the polytechnic, there was a house I stayed. In fact, that was the only house I even stayed. When you are in the room, it will be as if somebody walked past the passage. You will see, a shadow. Then you will run out. You will look around. In fact, I remember when we were there, none of us there stays alone. When nobody is at home, we all move out. And it was like 8 rooms. Something moving about. Whatever is moving about in your house, that is a source of your calamity, let the earth open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus. Remember, when there is a boiler somewhere, a refuse dump, a sewage, it attracts flies. When a house is spiritually polluted, it attracts demons. Help me ask somebody, what is your house attracting? Ask the person, ask another person, let me hear you. So most of the houses we live in or have lived are spiritually polluted and need a spiritual house cleansing. Spiritual house cleansing. Ezekiel chapter 8. Let's read at the first 8 verses or so. Ezekiel chapter 8. And it came to pass in the 6th year, in the 6th month, on the 5th day of the month, as I sat in my house with the elders of Judah, sitting before me, that the hand of the Lord fell upon me there. And then I looked, and there was a likeness, like the appearance of fire, from the appearance of the west and downward, fire, and from the west and upward, like the appearance of brightness, like a color of amber. He stretched out the form of a hand, and took me at the lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provoked to jealousy. And behold, the glory of God was there, like the vision I saw in the plain. Then he said to me, Son of man, lift your eyes towards the north. So I lifted my eyes towards the north, and there, north of the outer gate, was this image of jealousy in the entrance. Furthermore, he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The abomination that the house of Israel commits here to make me go away from my sanctuary. Now, turn again, you will see greater abomination. He brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, there was a hole. Say with me, there was a hole in the wall. I pray that the Lord will open your eyes to see holes in spiritual walls of your houses. Verse 8. Son of man, he said to me, someone, dig into the wall. And that's what we want to spiritually do today. Dig into the wall. And when I dug into the wall, there was a door. Huh? And he said to me, go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing there. And so I went in and saw. And there was every sort of crippling thing, abominable beast, all idols of the house of Israel, portrayed all around on the wall. Stretch forth your hand to me. Whatever is hidden in the walls of your house, that is the source of your problem, let the fire of the Lord destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand and say, my father, say, whatever is hidden in the walls of my house, go
causing calamity, say, let them be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus. Be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed, be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have you seen? If you don't know, many physical things carry spiritual significance. For you that just go somewhere and just buy any kind of poster, many physical things carry spiritual significance. And those spiritual significance or powers behind that physical thing might be the source of your problem. So when a house is polluted, or there is an accursed thing, or a thing that the Lord does not want in that house, that thing opens the door, like a bad door, for evil things to happen. Now, listen to me. Symptoms of a polluted house. If you have like two or three of these, there's something wrong in the house. Restlessness. Before you came to Duse, where you were able to sleep well. Since you moved to this house, you know they sleep again. Restlessness. Sleeplessness. You are a fearful person now. It is difficult doing spiritual things in that house. Before you came, midnight prayer every time since you entered the house. To read Bible nawala, quiet time nawala, prayer nawala, vigil now since 2018. Spiritual weakness and slumber. When you have bondage to sin, that man was a good man. He was a servant of God. He was serving God. When they changed location in that house, he started running after all the small girls all around. I'm not giving this as an excuse. Because some people might say, even pastor talk is in my house. Some of the time, now you. I know men. There were some people who keep deep tape and say, are you seeing me with me? Mental oppression. Chronic illness. Cycle of sicknesses. Unexplainable illness. Horrible dreams and nightmares. In fact, your children became rebellious all of a sudden. Fighting and disagreement in the family. Lack of peace and rest. Financial difficulties. It was not like that before. But after you move into this rented apartment, all these things started happening. Financial difficulty. Success and breakthrough are hard to achieve. Unexplainable bondage to some sins you have left before. Backsliding. Ghosts and evil appearances. Ghosts and demonic apparitions all around you. Chain of death. Evil voices. Unexplainable odor. Most likely like sulfur. Lack of progress. After a long stay. Coming in full to a house. But living without no addition. Domestic accident. Somebody is falling and breaking his neck all the time. Atmospheric heaviness. Man, look at me. Every evil atmosphere upon your house, let the blood of Jesus wash them away. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. I pray for you again. Whatever is that evil atmosphere in your house, let the blood of Jesus take them away. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand and say, any evil atmosphere in my house, before I get home today, fire the Lord, pursue them out. In the name of Jesus, can you pray for yourself before I get home? 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 Today, 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 before I get home, fire the Lord, pursue them out, pursue them out, pursue them out. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. Evil covering. There is this feeling of oppression, of depression, of fear in the house. The house is oppressive. It is depressive. It brings fear. Once you get in, everything changes. Everybody can be smiling and be dancing before getting home. When they get home, something changes. That atmosphere is I pray for you. That demonic atmosphere that is pervasive in your house, let the blood of Jesus pursue them out. In the name of Jesus. Some go to shop, they rent a shop, the business goes down. Sales suddenly going down. Losses all around. Customers are moving to competitors. Financial difficulties. It happened in churches also. I've shared with you before a church that was not growing. Let me give you an example. There was a church in Kenya that was not growing. The church will grow to like 200 and then there will be a crisis. And then the church will go down. The pastor will build again. The church will grow. It gets to a number. Something happened. A man of God went from Nigeria to hold a crusade in that church. And while they were praying, the pastor told him, "This is our problem." And he said, "Let us pray." And they were praying. And the Lord opened the eye of a pastor. In the church was a witchcraft highway. I don't know if you understand. You know, there are roads. You know, there are roads that you pass physically. In case you don't know, there are spiritual roads and routes that some people also pass. Any evil route of darkness that passes through your house, we shut down that route now. In the name of Jesus, we shut down that route now. In the name of Jesus, any evil passing through your habitation, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. I've shared with you a church that was not growing somewhere in those states. And they did everything. The church was not growing. One day, as usual, the youth got angry and organized a 7-day prayer and fasting. And they were praying. They were fasting. And then, around the 7th day, the spirit came upon a lady. And the lady was going around a place in the church. You know, like this. Going around. And the lady was going around and was saying, "They are here. They are here. They are here. This is the place." So the pastor was in church. He kept quiet. A man of wisdom. The youth prayed, shared the grace, and they left. The following day, he went and called people that dig. And they were here was on the altar. So they started digging. They started digging. They started digging. They started digging. 6 feet down, the axe touched something. They dug around that thing. In that place was a big tortoise under the altar of a church. There was an altar there in those days, and the church was built there. Any house located upon an evil altar, let the fire of the Lord deliver you now. In the name of Jesus. Let me bring it home. If I look around, I can share many testimony. There's a member of a church that bought a house somewhere, that bought a land somewhere. People have stayed around that land. Around, you know the way we build it, you see. Some have caught fire. Some have lost their children. Many terrible things. And she got ours. Let me not go into more details. It was the grace of God that delivered that family. They did not move in. It would have been catastrophe. When land is cheap and nobody is buying, and you rush to buy, you might be in trouble. I pray for you. Any habitation of cruelty that destroys your house, let them be destroyed by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Are we still here in church? Now, listen to me attentively. What causes pollution of houses? Ephesians 4:27. Let's take that first. Ephesians 4:27. Oh, yeah, read with me. Let's go. No. Okay, say it again. Let me hear you. So the Bible is saying, do not give space to the devil. If you give space to the devil in your house, the devil comes and pollutes the house. Let me give you seven things that pollute a house. And some of them will have A, B, C. Some will have A, B, C, D, E. Number one, evil covenant and curses upon the land. You know, Africans are very, very wise. When the white man came, and the white man needed land for churches, and they said, Jesus, their God is powerful and all those things. Before they even heard them, they requested for land for churches. Guess which land they were given? Most of them were given the evil forest, and then they built churches on the evil forest. Those churches, if you go home up to now, it is only Christmas time that you see like 70 people. From time immemorial before you were born, there has always been 27 people. 23. If they want to increase more than that, somebody dies and somebody comes to the place. Why? The lands were located at a place dedicated to idols and is already polluted. And because they do not have a good idea of African spiritual technology and spiritual warfare, they did not cleanse the land. They just built their house together. Remember the story of Gideon. I've always shared that with you. Gideon, in his zeal for the Lord, built an altar after he met with God and named the altar Jehovah Shalom. Beautiful name. But at night, God came. Angel of the Lord came and talked to him and said, go, pull down the altar of your father's house and build me an altar. Listen to me. Many of us are building altars where there is already a demonic altar. If you don't pull it down, that demonic altar will compete with your altar. That demonic altar can swallow you. It is mixed. It's a polluted altar. Lift your two hands up. Say with me. Say, any evil altar in my house. Are you in church? Say, any evil altar in my house. Say, I pull you down. In the name of Jesus. Can I pray for us? I pull you down. I pull you down. Any evil altar in my house. Can I hear a prayer? Can I hear a prayer? Any water in my shop, in my place of work, in my business land, I pull you down. Any water upon my church, upon my ministry, I pull you down. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seats. Joshua 6:26. And Joshua charged them saying, cause be the man before the Lord who rises and builds this city Jericho. He shall lay its foundation with his firstborn, and his youngest he shall set up his gates. Jump to 1 Kings 16:34. 1 Kings 16:34. In his days, Hiel of Bethel built Jericho. Read with me. He laid his foundation with Abiram, his firstborn, and with his youngest son, Segub, he set up his gate according to the word of the Lord, which he has spoken through Joshua, the son of Nun. He was not alive when it was proclaimed. There was an evil word upon that land. He just came and built. I've shared with you many times, a farmer that started a poultry business and started with 10,000 fowls. And the fowls were doing well. When it got to a time when the fowls were very big, trying to lay eggs, what happened? He came to the farm one day and all the fowls were dead. Cried, and went again and said, what's the name of one of those diseases? Any one of them. There are plenty. There is one of them. So he borrowed money and started with another 5,000. Grew. Came one day, went down. And I think the person is like a member of TCI, where something evil must happen to them consistently before they remember they have a pastor and they have somebody to pray for them. It was at that time that I remembered, pastor day. So the pastor said, we are going to do a vigil on this side. So they went to do a vigil. The pastor said, when they were doing the vigil, around 2 a.m., something short came up and said, man of God, stop this, stopping me. Something short came out without no eye. Everybody, prayer warrior, run away. He remained pastor. The man of God asked him, who are you? And what are you doing here? And he asked the man of God, where were you when they dedicated this land to me? He said, they promised me one fowl per year. They were not giving fowl. The man now set up a poultry on the land. So the person, the thing took in arrears and in advance. It looks funny. You don't know what was promised the land where your house is. Hello. Lift your right hand up. Say, I come in the name of Jesus. Say, I come by the blood of Jesus. Stand up on your feet. Let's pray. What kind of sitting down is that? Stand up on your feet. Stand up. Lift your right hand up. Say, I come in the name of Jesus. Say, I come by the blood of Jesus. Whatever is evil upon my land, they are destroyed now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is evil upon my house, upon my shop, upon my house, upon my land, let them be destroyed. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. 2 Kings 9, 2 Kings 2, 19 to 22. Maybe I should take my time well. 2 Kings 2, 19, 22. Then the men of the city said to Elisha, please notice, the situation of a city is pleasant, as my Lord sees, but the water is bad and the ground barren. Why? Joshua pronounced a curse upon the land years ago. I pray for everyone here. Anyone staying on a cursed land, anyone staying in a cursed house, today you are delivered by fire. In the name of Jesus, any curse upon that land is broken now. The curse is broken now. The curse is broken now. The curse is broken now. In the name of Jesus. So, number one reason that pollutes a house and makes it called calamity is a curse or a covenant upon the land. I pray for you, someone in this house, whatever curse and covenant was done in your absence that is working against you, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Number two, the foundation. How was the foundation laid? How was the foundation laid? How was the foundation of the house laid? You know, when we want to lay foundation, you call pastor or you anoint the stone. And different people do different things. The house you are staying now, how was the foundation laid? How was it laid? That might be the source of a problem. Some workers, when they are starting work at a site, they do some things. And you are staying in that house. I pray for you. Whatever has been buried in your house, whether you know about it or not, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. When we just got to our house, we're one of the first, in fact, in that area, we're the first person there, in that particular part of the area. So we did not build our fence. There was no fence. So that, in fact, when we get to SEC Junction, if you know Ushafa or SEC Junction, we'll be seeing our house far away, the lights on, so that we'll know if anything is running around. One day, we were about coming to church. I was preparing as usual. Around 1 a.m., while I was praying, I started hearing, cha, 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 cha. My wife, being a light sleeper, I woke up and asked, can you hear that? I said, yes. So we tiptoed to the window. You do that also, Abby. And then we saw two men. Digging. Dog, carry something from their back. Put it upon the land. Cover it back. I pray for you. Anyone that buried anything in your shop, let them be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by fire. Say with me, say anything that's been buried anywhere, that is the source of my problem. Say, fire of the Lord, destroy them. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Lord, fire of the Lord, fire of the Lord, fire of the Lord. Whatever has been buried anywhere, that is the source of my problem. Fire, 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 fire. Destroy, 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 destroy. Fire, fire. In In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. That's number two. Number three. Sources of pollution that causes calamity in the house is the spiritual background of the owner. Is the owner an occultic landlord? You know, one of the ways that God blessed Apostle Babalola was the fact that in those days, there are many people that build houses, big houses, with juju money, or people haunted their houses, and they have big properties, and they can do nothing about it. So those properties are cheap, and they sell it to the apostle. The apostle will buy, carry his bell, enter the place, groan, every 4 years. They just disappear. So he was just taken over very. That is where spiritual wealth transfer. Do you understand? Who is your landlord? You know your landlord belongs to a lodge, an Ogbonima, but it is normal for you. I pray for you. Any spiritual occultic landlord that is tormenting you in the house, let them be destroyed by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. 2 weeks ago, I was sharing about a house stayed by the lecturer was staying somewhere, and people were coming to the house full and leaving without their cars. And one of them said, let us pray. There is something wrong. You know, intellectuals, they just laugh. You African people. So he went to church and they were praying, and the pastor came with him and they anointed, they poured anointing oil into the well, and something floated. What was there? A tortoise. When they used the buga, whatever you called it that day, to pull the tortoise out, on the tortoise was a rope with the name of all the tenants that have ever lived in the house and the present tenants. I pray for you. Whatever is tying down your wealth, tying down your progress in that house, you are delivered now. Say amen. You are delivered now. In the name of Jesus. Wherever that your wealth and progress has been taken to, we recover them for you now. Say I recover. Say anything that has been taken away from me spiritually, say I recover them now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray I recover. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So number 3A, sit down, is the spiritual background of the owner. Number 3B, listen to me attentively, is the spiritual background of the last tenant. In fact, that's most of the problem you have. Is the spiritual background of the last tenant. He burns incense. Where you put your bed is where he kept something. Where you put your bed is where he kept a horn. That he wakes up every morning and does. You just came and put your bed. Say, this house fine. This house fine. Just put your bed there. And your story changed from that day. I pray for you. Any spiritual atmosphere in your house left over by the former tenant, let them be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by fire. The road of a wicked shall not alight upon your habitation. In the name of Jesus. So, did the man, did he build altars? Did he? I saw my brother here now, and I remember sometime maybe 6 years ago when I was teaching a class, and it was part of a class, and I was opening up spiritual warfare, and he shared something about when he was in school, there's a man behind the house that wakes up every morning. I don't want to say it to Yoruba. He will chant something, Yoruba. He will say, go and bring my wealth. Go and bring my goodness. Wherever it is. And he will say, Babalawo. By the time he's doing the day, you will see people coming. But they were staying around that area. It was full of evil and a spiritual presence. I pray for you. Some of you are shaking your head, and this is the last time you are. Go home and pray. Any evil presence upon your house, let the blood of Jesus wash them away. Let the blood of Jesus wash them away. Let the wind of God blow them away. In the name of Jesus, lift your altar. Say, any altar built in my present house before I got there, say, be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. You know, many of us buy cars and you just drive them like that. Especially to Kumbo. Some wash it with gin. Some wash it with and since then you have been popping. The thing don't they pop you. Listen to me. Who used the car last? What was it dedicated to? Did the car have an accident and the owner died? Was the owner shot in that car? What happened to the last user of the car before he got to you? Did you ask? Why did they sell this? Why did they sell that car ridiculously cheap to you? Why is it that since you started buying, you started using that car? Now from mechanic to mechanic, you said you don't become mechanic. It's not a laughing matter. I hope you know. I pray for you. Whatever has been transferred to you, that you use your money to buy, that transferred evil to you, let them be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by fire. Let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Was he the native doctor that was living in your house before? So that's 3B. 3A, spiritual background of the owner. 3B, spiritual background of the last tenant. 3C, sins of the previous occupants. Were they committing homosexual acts in the house? Were they doing magic? Were they raping people in the house before you got in? You just came in. Eh? You don't even know how to do it. I ask that the mercy of the Lord will speak for you. Stretch your two hands up. There's somebody here that just needs mercy. I pray for you. Let the mercy of the Lord begin to speak for you.
Say mercy of the Lord. Say speak for me. In my present house. Mercy. Let mercy speak. Let mercy speak. Let mercy speak. Mercy of the Lord. Speak. Mercy, speak for me.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Number four, have your seat. Now, that one has to do with you. What you do in the house, do you know, if your house is a gossip headquarters of TCI, you can never prosper. You know, gossip is killing. You are committing murder in your house. Your house is where people gather and say, did you see Eli today in choir? And I said, don't they behave as if it be something? You know? Gossiping, slandering, maligning people character in your house. That house, nothing can grow there. Nothing. You are using your mouth to kill people. You are killing your own thing there. The sins you commit in that house. What do you do in that house? Adultery. In fact, some of them, they come, they sing, they are in usher. They have living. They are shanking. What do they call it? What's shanking? They are cohabiting. They live home together. One person will drop at that dungeon. Another will drop at this place. They will come and meet in church. They will do as if they have never met before. You are doing yourself. No, be me. you will not come to this and be praying the kind of prayer. Pastor, I have prayed. Nothing seems to be happening. I also sit down as if I don't know. We'll keep praying. The Lord will do it. Shebi na me you dey deceive. I have come, I have preached, I have warned you. You are married with style, Abi. Married with style. Nothing good will come out of it. When there is a sin in your house, God runs away. The devil walks in. I pray for you. I said, let mercy speak for you. Let mercy speak. Let mercy speak for you. Let mercy speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Now, listen to me attentively. Things related to your past sin. You know that beautiful birthday love card that stupid boy gave you 5 years ago? That when you are only, you carry and you are that person you have bought it 3 times for, you still have a picture and you are still looking at it with love, is the source of your problem. Relic of passing, sex toys in the house. Things related to passing. Number 5, what you have in the house. In fact, this is the cocoa of the matter. I will spend some time here. Ask somebody, what is in your store? In your old bag? Ask the person, in your drawer? In your kitchen, what is there? I've shared with you before, there was one day at home, we were in Kuba then. The nap and water works, shook water, and the tap was open. So when they brought they installed water back, the water was poured everywhere. And the water entered our guest room. And we, because of where the house is, all of us, we sleep on the same bed. You know, the guest room was empty. And we had a lot of people living with us. But at that time, nobody was living with us. So water entered the room, sealed. So when we came in and saw it, since we have abandoned that room for some time, we decided to clean. So we started cleaning. We, after mopping the water, just said, let's even just take advantage and clean this room. So I started getting to the wardrobes and carrying things down. We carry, you see, VCR, CDs, we just carry, go and dump. One box inside, when we brought it out, I saw an old tie. You remember then I was a banker. Saw a tie there. Not my tie, but a tie. Then we brought the tie out. The tie was tied. Ah, beautiful. The tie was tied. You know I love rhymes. That tie that was tied was the source of my problem. I rose up and I pulled it down. Are you here? It was tied. So I untied it. Why I poured it out were 10 cola nuts with I've never seen cola nuts been like that before. Big with with leaves on it. We poured it out and started looking at ourselves. Who put this in here? At the last count, more than 10 people have lived before, and they have all stayed in that room. Where did we start judging from? The water looked like job for us, a big work, but it was the source of our deliverance. I've told you before why we're looking for the fruit of a womb. And armed robbers entered our house one day and beat me where nobody has ever beaten me like that before. In fact, they taught me how to beat people if I need to beat people. After beating us, when they were leaving, they took our wedding rings. The following month, my wife got pregnant. The wedding ring was it. See, some of the things you are too attached to, they are the source of your problems. I pray for everyone here. Whatever is in your house that is the source of your problem, let the thunder of the Lord destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. There was a pillow that my daughter used to have. I think pink in color. Pink. I'm not sure whether we bought it or somebody gave us. I can't remember. I bought it. Okay. I went happy after waiting for long for the fruit of a womb. And my first daughter came. Went, got a very pink, beautiful pillow and brought home for my love. My daughter, Oluwani Femi, my love, carry your pillow. Whenever our daughter sleeps on this pillow, she'll be crying for months. I love using the pillow. When I use the pillow, I have terrible nightmares, but I never calculated it until the Lord opened my eye to what I'm teaching you. Then, after the Lord opened my eye to what I'm teaching you now, see, me, now, I've stopped now because I've gone beyond it. If I have a bad dream, when I wake up, I will look at where I lie down. Well, when I wake up another time in that place, that particular place, and I have a bad dream again, that particular place is a suspect. Do you know? When we didn't throw it away, we set it ablaze. When we threw it away or whatever, handled it, no nightmare, our daughter stopped crying. I bought it. I brought it home. Whatever you bought with your money, you took it to your shop, you took home, that is taking away your peace and rest. Let the fire of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Now, because of our time, because I want us to pray very well, but we have not started praying. There's something the Bible calls the accosting. Joshua chapter 7. Joshua 7. What is an accosting? An accosting is what God is against that you have in your abode. Whatever God said, don't touch, that you touch and you take home, is a curse. A curse is on it from the Lord. Joshua 7, 11 to 12. 11 to 12. Israel has sinned. They have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of their cursed things, and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they have been doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore, unless you... read it for the last time. Say, neither, let's go. Neither will I be with you anymore, unless... Question, do you have an accosting in your house? Do you? You know the terrible thing about this. God was saying, Israel. But who are they? It was Achan. Only one person in the camp. One person in your extended family can put all of you into trouble. Let me give you like seven things that are accursed things that must never be found in your house. If they are found in your house, wahala de, oh, 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 wahala de. Number one, anything dedicated to any idol anywhere is an accosting. Some artwork. A diplomat went to a foreign country, and when he was coming, they gave him an art. It was a special work of art. I'm not against art. I love art. But there are some art dedicated. Some art are idol things. So the man brought it, and everything turned upside down in the house. They were almost divorcing. So the man of God came to the house, and while praying, the Lord opened his eye and said, Oga, where did you bring this thing from? He said, no, when I was serving in, I don't know that country. Which country do you like? When I was serving in that country, and I was living, they gave me this gift. Okay, and I said, that is a source. Okay, our pastor. You know, you African, you Nigerians, everything beautiful. Do you know how much it costs? That is the source of it. So let's take it away. Say, no. It's okay. How much is it? He told him. He said, we will destroy it. If the problem continues, I will give you the amount. Pastor, you don't have to bother. You don't have to bother. Just destroy it. They took the thing outside, broke it, and set fire on it. He started singing, Dusty number is... They broke it. He started singing Indian song. It was a Hare Krishna idol in his house. It is an accosting. I pray for every you here. Whatever is accosting in your house, Let the blood of Jesus take them away. In the name of Jesus. So, number one, accosting is anything dedicated to an idol. I have many stories about this, but I will not talk about that. You know, accosting, any item related to Satanism and witchcraft. Any item related to it, the cauldrons, different item related to Satanism. I will not talk about that much. Number three, things related to astrology, horoscope, geomancy. Your pieces. No wonder the person's life is in pieces. Gemini, Sagi, Capricorn. We Leo. So anytime you carry newspaper, you go to page 49. You open it to see what will happen to you for that day. You are an idol worshiper. It is an accosting. Astronomy is not wrong. Astrology is wrong. Astronomy is studying of a star. Astrology is a spiritual study, connotation, addition, suppression. Where are they? And all those things. The devil turned it upside down. Beware of horoscope. Please help me tell somebody. Beware of horoscope. It might be horoscoping your life. People no longer read Bible for daily instruction. They read horoscope to know what will happen in the week. It is an accosting. If your spouse is doing it, warn him, warn her. And let's warn people very well. I almost said let's warn the ladies. Until I remember that a lot of men do it. They have been introduced. So if a Capricorn should marry a Leo, what kind of marriage will it be? You have done that before. I laugh at you. That's why some people are not married. They thought a Leo cannot go with Capricorn. Who is Capricorn? Capricorn and a Leo. Which other one day? This is Gemini day, Abby. Is Gemini part of it? Okay, there are people that follow the thing here. May God deliver all of you. Listen to me. Anything that has become a god in your life. You know that thing. When I was growing up, there are some things that must never break in the house. Anybody here? Those things always comes out December 24 and they go back January 2. If they break, we were told that they will use it for Obomashon mark for us. If it breaks. There are some things that are too precious to you that even your wife must not touch. Some forms are cousins. By virtue of what is in them, they have become much more important than God. Whatever is a possession in your house that is a god and much more important than God can cause you deep problem. Tell somebody you hear. Give me the keys to your car. May I drive them for you? You know some people's car, nobody fit drive them. Are we still here? Anything, number D, anything related to your past life. Photo or gift, birthday card, rings, souvenir of past sins. You know that ring where they, this day, where they say, now that stupid boyfriend, we don't marry, give them to you. Where you see the carry around. Now your problem is causing you so tight. Some married and they still had it. Some, a jewelry was given to them by their boyfriend. They married another person. That jewelry was still in their hand on their wedding day. Stupid lady, stupid man. It's an accosting. Anything that establishes unholy soul ties, souvenir, trinkets, books, stock, different things, photo, love letters, clothing, wall hangings. Go home, check your house. There are many things to set ablaze. Petrol date is too expensive now, but please quickly do something about them. Are we in church? Are we still in church? Listen to me. We'll pray soon. Anything that has to do with false religion. I was seated at home one day on my sitting room. in my sister's room, lying down. Then I looked up. There was a wallpaper that Amos did for me in my house. Came to do a wallpaper for me. And there was a place blank. And he said, Pastor, I will fill the place. So he filled the place for me with a very beautiful wallpaper. So as I was lying like this, I look at her. Ah, is this not Buddha? Ah, let me Buddha be this. I rush to the wallpaper and started checking. My wife was saying, kilo shele, kilo, you know, I ran and was looking at the wallpaper. No, maybe you know, be say something to happen for her. Just the hair. Kilo shele. I check and was sure it was not Buddha. Do you know who Buddha is? You know Buddha? Go and check many wallpapers. You will see the signal and signal of Buddha there. Buddha is an idol. Is the third biggest religion in the world after Christianity, Islam, is Buddhism. But you don't know the symbol. But it's beautiful. You have it at home. Some of you still have cross with Jesus on it. Jesus is not on the cross. He's in heaven. He don't resurrect. You are carrying crucifix. He's not on the cross. Some have a cross that on the cross a hole has been dug in. It's an ankh. Before Jesus died, there was a cross of those days that they worship. It's an ankh. They call it ankh. You think it's a cross. It's not a cross, but it's there. Some of you have amulet in your neck. Yeah. Some have it somewhere hidden. Some here. It's the source of your problem. It's an accosting. Whatever is not of God is an accosting. You know, some people buy poster. You know, one poster in those days that caused many deliverance issues in Nigeria, where a small girl is crying on that poster. People bought it and put it at home. Anybody seen that poster before? Uh-huh. Very beautiful guy, boy, crying in the picture. What will make you buy a poster of a baby crying? Since the seventh book of Moses. You know, when I was growing up, there are some things they show us. Chant. We say we want to stand egg. Anybody attempted to stand egg before? Anybody here? You are a suspect, but you are not raising your answer. I know most of the things I did, you did. He doesn't want you to know that he will carry the egg. The egg will stand. Will be saying something. Hey, if you have done that before, you need to pray. Some see have the 6th and 7th book of Moses at home. Some have Enkanka book. They say we are doing study and research. You know, I am a scholar. So the book is attracting scholars into your house. Different kind of scholars into the house. I pray for everyone here. Whatever is a relic of Satanism that is in your house, that is causing problems, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. I will not live here without telling you two more. Number one, which is very important, pornography. On your phone, in your mind. You know the reason why many people don't want you to check their phone, many of them is pornography. There was a day while I was in Kano, internet had just started. A friend of mine, a lady, asked me to follow her to a Saba cafe. While we were there, young boys, like 15, 16 year old, left the computer they were using for us to take over. You know, now, it's my friend, a lady. While we sat down on the chair and I click on the mouse, guess what came out? One terrible, may I never see such a picture in my life again. Amen, ba? Terrible pornographic picture for Saba Cafe. Me and my lady friend. Boom. You know what happened? But now, it's on the phone. You don't need to go to Saba Cafe. In fact, many people have it here. Some might be here. Some are here. They have it all around. It is an accosting. What did I call it? It is an pornography. It doesn't matter if you are married. People that watch pornography, their wife can never be enough for them. But their wife is saying, I'm cooperating. It's always my wife, husband that said we should be watching it. And since you started watching, has it stopped? He has not stopped running after women. Because a person that watches pornography, no single woman will be enough for him. No single woman will be enough for him. He'll be trying different kind of styles. And nothing will see happen. Because pornography is of the devil. The devil cannot teach you what God created. Are we still in church? Put your two hands on your head. I pray for you. Whatever your eyes have seen, your ears have heard, that is the source of your problem, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet. Let's pray. You know some children books, some games, have all these things. Now, lift your right hand up. Let's take the first prayer. Say with me. Say, Father, say, reveal unto me anything in my house that you are unhappy with. Anything in my house that dishonors you. Anything in my house that is the source of my problem. Oh, Lord, arise. Reveal them unto me. Pray that prayer. Let me hear. Reveal. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I have 20 prayers to pray. I have like 10 minutes. So I need you to rush those prayers. Lift your right hand up. Pray with me. Say, I challenge the foundation of my house by the Holy Ghost fire and the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth up. I challenge. I come by the blood. I come by fire. I challenge the foundation of my house. Open your mouth and pray. I challenge the foundation of my house. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. One of the closest guys, stayed in a house when they just got married somewhere in Cuba. When they start praying fire prayers, they hear noises around. When they stop, the noise stop. Have I shared with you a very notable member of a church? He's not the guy in our church that came to tell me the horrible experiences they have, the family was having. And I gave him prayer point. I said, go home and pray. So he went home, prayed. 1 week I did not see him. 2 weeks I did not see him. 3 weeks I did not see him in church. The fourth week I saw him. I called him, come. See, I gave him prayer point to pray. What did he happen? Say, Pastor. Pastor. I don't pray. Wait till it happened. What happened? When they got home, I asked them to wake up at 12. They got up at 12 and was praying. While they were praying, things were running on their ceiling, running on their ceiling, and they were hearing noise of cats. When they stopped praying, the thing will stop. When they continued, and they were around, out of like 40 prayer points, they were around 0.5. So they now discuss as if I say that the prayer the cause of this thing. It better make we not pray again so that we will be at peace. So they stop praying so that they can be at peace. Do you know what? They lost their son in that house. They lost their son. In fact, they left the house. I pray for you. Whatever got to your house before you that is tormenting you, let the thunder of the Lord destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Say, Holy Ghost fire, visit the foundation of my house and destroy them. And destroy any evil there. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray? Holy Ghost fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, I challenge every demonic object in my house by the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost fire. In the name of Jesus, any satanic object, any demonic object in my house, I challenge. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. By the fire of the Lord, the walls of your house, let them be challenged now. Whatever belongs to darkness there, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. See, we need to pray. In case you stay in a house where you have neighbors, where the wall separates you from other house, there are some things on the other side, could be on the other side of the wall. When I was growing up, I used to tell you, I major in going to people's house and look at behind the calendar. And it is where they see behind calendar. You go, they shock. Maybe that's why I don't use calendar, sir. I don't use calendar. Whatever is at the other side of the wall of your house that is causing you problems, let the Holy Ghost fire destroy them. In the name of Jesus, say, I challenge every neighboring wall in my house by the fire of the Lord. Any evil there, let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, any neighboring fence, any neighboring land, any neighboring house, any neighboring habitation, any neighboring family, are risen against me. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Save my habitation. Hear the word of the Lord. My house, my shop, my office space. Hear the word of the Lord. Rejectable visitors. Reject strangers. Rejectable visitors. Reject strangers. Open your mouth and pray. Reject, reject. Reject, reject. Reject, reject, reject. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Any evil leg that walk into your house, let them be paralyzed by fire. Any evil hand that touch anything in your house, let them be paralyzed by fire. In the name of Jesus. A daughter of mine, very prophetic, went, took permission from me those days. I went to Guadalajara for a week or two. And while I was there, and you know, the Lord was just revealing many things to him. She wanted to buy something in a particular shop one day. I just told the madam that, madam, if I say, you know, they sell, gave the woman prophecy. And the woman said, yes, yes, yes. And he told him, he told the woman, say, there is a rat in your shop. Say, as I pray for you, the rat will die. And your prosperity will boom up. The woman said, rat for this shop? No rat, not there yet. Say, that's what the Lord said, I should tell you. The woman came down the following day. As she opened the door, the rat was dead. It was a spiritual rat that manifested physically. Remember, I said physical things are spiritual significant. I pray for you. Whatever satanic animal, invisible or visible, that is in your house, taking away your progress and finances, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, say any satanic animal in my house, in my shop, be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, die now, die now, die now, die now, die now. Die now, die now, die now, die now, die now, die now. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Stretch your hand up. This is how you are going to pray when you get to move. Stretch your hand up. Say, I make a no-fly zone upon my house. Any evil that flies, let them fall and perish. Do you understand? When you get to go around your house, a no-fly zone, no-fly zone, no-fly zone, no-fly zone. Any evil that flies here, let them perish, let them die. Lift your hand and say, I make a no-fly zone upon this church sanctuary. Any evil witchcraft there, that flies across this place, let them fall down and die. Let them perish. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say any voice, speaking contrary to my well-being, to my welfare, to my progress in my house, be silenced forever. Be silenced forever. Be silenced forever. Be silenced forever. Any evil voice, speaking contrary to my welfare. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Say with me, any evil robber in the foundation. perish. Let them perish. Let them perish. Whatever is in the foundation of my house, swallowing my virtue, swallowing my children, activating my courage, perish, 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 perish. Say with me, any power sitting on my breakthrough, sitting on my prosperity, sitting on my children, in my habitation, in my house, in my place of work, in my shop, perish, perish. Open your mouth and pray, perish, 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 perish. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, people go around, you know, sometimes you can come to church and say, oh, what made this church tick? Montage, montage. Okay. I think we need to get montage. Montage will attract youth. We have to, they don't cover their hair. They cover, they take life easy. Let's take life. You can take life easy to tomorrow. If you don't know the secret, you can't prosper. There's no secret that is in the open. I pray for you. Any secret of oppression in your house, let them be destroyed by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. I've told you before, when we're there, like the second year or third year of our church. In fact, I was looking at the Saizi again last week and I remembered. We got to a place where we're doing well, enjoying ourselves. But there was no growth, really. And at that time, we're not even thinking about growth, really. Just enjoying ourselves, doing ministry. And then we prayed one day. Wednesday. I forgot the topic. I came, I led prayer. We prayed. While we were praying, one lady entered the church in black, without a ring, and sat at the back. When she entered and sat, my body shook. My wife and I looked at ourselves. The atmosphere in the church changed. When we finished that prayer meeting, I didn't know when the lady left. But after that, boof, 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 it opened. Whatever has prevented any growth and increase and expansion in your life, after today's prayer, let there be an expansion for you. Let there be an increase for you. In the name of Jesus, there is a growth for you now. In the name of Jesus. Anything your house has swallowed, let that house vomit them for you. In the name of Jesus, whatever you have lost in the house, let them be restored back unto you now. In the name of Jesus.
Are you see here? Psalm 18, 43 to 44. Psalm 18. As soon as they hear me, the strangers shall fade away. They shall run away from their hiding places. As soon as we are praying, anything called a stranger in your house, let them fade away and run away. Let them fade away and run away. Let them fade away and run away. Say, oh, Lord my God, arise in your anger. Visit my house. Take away, destroy whatever is not of you there. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Arise, arise. Arise, oh Lord. Visit my house. In your anger, in your anger. Whatever is not of you there. Visit my school. Visit my shop. Visit my school. Visit my shop. Whatever is not of you, take them away. Take them away.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Because of our time, stretch forth your hand here. Any invisible, evil, spiritual eyes, invisible, evil, spiritual ears, monitoring and listening gadget of darkness in your house, in your shop, in your habitation, let them be destroyed by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, every blocker of testimony, blocker of miracles, blocker of breakthroughs in your house, let the foundation open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus, whatever triggers evil, you know, you are expecting, it's at home. You know, you say you don't want anybody to hear, but at home, you were talking to each other as a family. Ah, that thing is about to happen in the family. You did not know there is an invisible eye, an invisible ear listening to you. And then they trigger evil. Whatever is triggering evil against your expectation, let the thunder of the Lord destroy them. They are destroyed permanently. Every cobweb power and spirit in your house, let the thunder of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you now. Stretch your hand. The wave of fire. Wherever your house is, let the wave of the fire of the Lord go through your house. Go through your house. Destroy every wickedness. Destroy every accursing. In the name of Jesus, let the wave of fire change the atmosphere. Let the wave of fire change the covering. Let it destroy the evil presence. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is not making the presence of God to abide in your house, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. What do you do when you get home? What do you do when you get home? This message will be sent to everybody. Is that not it? You don't receive messages. Go somewhere. Register. Look for the administrator. This is Operation Cleanse Your House. Whether midnight, whether tomorrow, whatever. Listen to the tape. Follow the instructions. Anything I take one after the other, take them. Number one thing you are going to do. Number one, self-examination. I have spoken about some things that you know you have at home. You know. Go and look at them. Take them yourself. If you want to cry, why take them? Cry. This man, thank God. Where Elijah buy from me? This wicked pastor say make I burn him. Cry and burn it. Do a self-examination. Number two, take a spiritual inventory. Number two is that you pray, oh Lord, open my eye. Open my eye. I discovered that since I started praying this, everywhere I go, I see things that people see as not. I just see them. I just, no, this is suspect. This is suspect. This is suspect. And God has helped. Many times I don't mention when I'm praying for people at home, but I know, handle them. Immediately, we just go, handle them. God, open my eyes to the source of a problem. There are some that look normal. So the second thing is a spiritual prayer for God to open your eyes. You can use Psalm 139, 23, 24 to handle that. When you identify those objects, one after the other, the next thing you will do, which is number four. Number one, self-examination. Number two, take a spiritual inventory by praying. Number three, identify those materials the Lord even helped you. Number four, repentance. There are two kinds of repentance. Repentance for what you have done. There is another one that you are not the one. You met a wallpaper at home. You met some things at home. You have seen something. It has nothing to do with you. Do identificational repentance. Lord, for this thing, even though it's not my fault, but it is in my house, I repent on behalf of the person that brought it here. It is me that is affecting. Oh Lord, forgive me. And you do that. Do you understand? Number four, denounce the object. I renounce you. I denounce you. I destroy you. I reject you. You don't belong to me. You have to do that. Renounce them. Number four, break every contact, every covenant, every tie, every curse, any contact of evil that this has with my family. Break every contact. Whatever you are polluted, break in the name of the break. In the name of Jesus, I break every tie. I break every covenant. I break every curse. You take the curses. You look at what is wrong and take them one after the other and Break those curses. After that, remove the and destroy the objects. Burn them. Acts 19:17-21. You will see a story where they brought different books, magical books and everything, and burned them. And for some of you that are still carrying the charm that you think is protecting you, don't worry. I've shared with you a story that my friend told me. He had a friend that they grew up together in Adamawa. Why he came to Abuja and was walking little by little, he went home one day and saw their father's mullah and gave him something. And the man came by and said, come and see me. He went to see the man. And the man said, I will give you something. He said, anything you need in Abuja, put the thing in your hand. Any office you enter, you will get it. So he got to Abuja. He will just enter. I need a contract. He will go to the office. He will supply. I want to see your guy. Every door was opening. They were giving him contracts. He became a big man. But you know what? Whenever he removed it, it's a ring or a chain. Whenever he removes it and put it on the table and he sleeps, when he wakes up in the morning, he sees a small snake. Wakes up, he sees a small snake. Then later, by the time he's moving to the thing, he turns back to the tinkler. One day, the guy talked, because the snake was coming bigger and bigger. One guy there, the guy thought to himself, say, this snake will kill me one day. So he carried the trinket back to the Baba in the village. The Baba said, why now? He said, the thing don't do me well. This one is enough for me. Some are saying, they come to church, they are carrying different things. They are hiding it in different places. And they are coming to pray. You are deceiving yourself. All those things have to be set ablaze. When you have done that, you will now do spiritual warfare. All these prayers you are praying, I will most likely send it to church administrator to send you more prayer points that you will use. Is that good enough? We'll send the prayer points to the WhatsApp platform for you to pray. So, anything you pray out, anoint them and set them ablaze in the name of the Lord. Then after you have done that, walk around your house. Dedicate your house. Consecrate your house. Read Psalm 91 upon your house. And read that Proverbs 14:19. Put it back for me. Proverbs 14:19. Read it on your house. Pray Psalm 91 upon your house. And it will shock you. You know, breakthrough is here. Help is here. Open doors are here. Open heavens are here. In the name of Jesus, I pray, let your heavens be open. Every evil covering upon your habitation that stop your promotion, stop your increase, stop your expansion, let the covering be taken away now. The wind of the Lord blow away the covering. In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand here. Any contact with demons by virtue of any object in your house, let that contact be broken by fire. In the name of Jesus, put your two hands on your head. I pray for you. I pray for you. I pray for you. I pray for you. As you get home, as you get home, as you get home, as you get home, begin to see the powerful effect of your prayers. In the name of Jesus, that long awaited phone calls, in the next 24 hours, let that call come suddenly. In the name of Jesus, your expectation, let them begin to pursue you. May the Lord give you more than enough opportunities. May your heavens open. May new opportunities come. May new doors open for you. In the name of Jesus, whatever has been stopping you is stopped now. They are stopped now. They are stopped now. They are stopped now. In the name of Jesus, lift your anointing up. Lift your anointing up. Lift your anointing up. Lift it. Lift them up. Just give me one. Give me my one there. No, give me the old one. Yeah. Zabaga ria katele boku ria bala alite ria katala mazanta karia katala ayite rigede le boku ria mazata karia katada ete reboku ria dada maria katala bakaria. Every oil in your hands, let the sanctifying power of the Lord come upon them. Let the yoke breaking anointing come upon them. In the name of Jesus, let the barrier removing anointing come upon them. Let the cleansing power of the Lord come upon them. In the name of Jesus, wherever you use that oil, especially your house, let wonders happen. Let the yoke be broken. Let the enemy be destroyed. Let the enemy be destroyed. Let it be a cleansing agent in your house. Whatever he touches, let it consecrate that thing.
In the name of Jesus. Any evil he touches, let him neutralize it. In the name of Jesus. By this oil in your home, let new doors open for you. In the name of Jesus. Let there be greater doors open for you. In the name of Jesus. By this oil, let your desires come to pass. In the name of Jesus. By this oil, defeat every enemy. Let there be a turnaround. Let there be a breakthrough. Let there be new doors. In the name of Jesus. The enemy you saw sees, you shall see them no more. Let there be great and mighty testimonies for you. Great and mighty experiences for you. In the name of Jesus. Let that abomination end. Let the miscarriage end. Let the barrenness end. Let the spirit of fruitfulness come upon you. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you use it, let the Lord fight for you. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Get home, follow the instruction. Even if you have not had time to follow the instruction, just go around. Anointing your house, praying. Praying. Anoint your house. Go to your shop. Anoint your house. Pray. Go. Anoint your wife. Anoint your children. Anoint different things. Anoint the ceiling. Anoint the wall. Go around. Go around your school. Go around your shop. Anoint it. You'll be proclaiming any evil here. Any evil that crosses this, let them die. Let them perish. I will bury you here. Remember, look at the screen. Read it for me on the screen. Let's go. One. Oh. Let's go. Remember, you are the good. Evil must do what? It must bow. Wickedness must not enter your house. It must end at the gate. Look at it. What did he say? Read it again. Let me hear you. Let this verse of scripture, let it be your daily experience. In the name of Jesus. From today, no more wickedness in your house. In the name of Jesus. The Lord has given you the victory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja. Or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.